the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Daniel's read the version in Matthew. You can have a look at it on page 946 on the Bibles in front of you. We're going to go through the story in a slightly less manic way than we did before, though only slightly. So I want to set the scene. It's early morning on the first Easter Sunday. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Matthew says in his Gospel, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. It's early morning, it's very, very quiet, and the two women are really, really sad. I mean, that's an understatement. They're more than sad. They're bereft. They're lost. They don't know what else to do. The man that they put their hope in, their teacher, their leader, has been killed. They're not sure what to do. They're going to go to the tomb, but they are utterly lost. But they're still looking for Jesus. They want to be close to him. Perhaps they haven't really recovered from the trauma of the last few days. And so they go to the tomb in the early morning. Now, in those days, tombs weren't like we see maybe in Exeter Cemetery. They weren't in the grass and with tombstones. They were a bit like caves, holes in the wall, and big stones were rolled across the mouth and the entrance of the cave. Now, this tomb, not only did it have a big stone to stop anyone getting in or out, but it had some guards because Jesus, the people who put him to death, thought that Jesus was a bit of a troublemaker. And they didn't want any of the disciples to come and steal Jesus' body. So there was a big stone, but also they put some guards to keep watch outside the entrance to the cave, to the tomb. So I need some guards. I need some big, strong, burly guards. The guards that I've asked, can you please come up? Great. You can be a guard. Right. And Johnny and Clive, you can be a guard if you want. Right. Now, the thing about these guards is, are you feeling strong? Are you feeling a bit like bouncers? So these guards were used to sorting out trouble. They were probably the temple guards where lots of people came and they'd stand in the background. But as soon as there was any trouble, they would be there. So you're feeling like coiled cobras today. Coiled cobras. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. You two, you got to do what these two do. So we read that there was a violent earthquake. Now, we need to practice something. We need to practice an earthquake. Sam, I wondered, you on the bass, could you do that sound you were doing before when we were practicing? It was like a rumble on the bass. That would be great. And then everybody's got to go. We got to make the sound of a violent earthquake. So you got to. So, like, let's try it. And then we see someone and they look like Nightwing and you have to go like this. You do a rumble. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, stop now. Right, now we're going to do it for real. Right, then, you guys, you're so scared. Something really powerful is happening. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men. Right, can we have the next slide, please, Tracy? So, we're going to do the earthquake. They're going to go like that, and then you're going to fall on the ground, and you have to stay on the ground for the rest of my talk. Don't fall asleep. Are you ready? Is everyone ready for the earthquake and the bass? We'll start with Sam. Go on. Ready, and then lightning. These guards, when faced with the awesomeness of heaven, the power of God, they were sort of really, really scared. they turned into, well, I don't like to say it really, but they turned into zombies. These strong guards who were used to going in and fixing trouble, when faced with just a glimpse of the power of God and an angel as bright as lightning, became like zombies. Now, every Sunday of the year, someone stands here and speaks about the love of God, the love that he has for his creation, the love he has for you, the love he has for me, the love he has for everyone. And we will keep doing that every Sunday as long as we have breath, because God is love. But what we mustn't also forget is that God is so powerful. He's the God of the cosmos. He's the God of the planets and the stars and the galaxies and the black holes. He is so, so powerful. I wonder if you think about the sun. We've had a lot of sun this weekend, haven't we? I don't know if anyone's had too much sun. Has anyone had too much sun? Oh, a few hands. I won't name and shame. It's okay. So a few of us have had too much sun. The sun gives us warmth and joy and energy. It gives life to the plants. It gives us vitamin D that's really good for our body. But if we look fully at the sun, we will burn our eyes. We get burned up with it. And God's a bit like that. He's full of love and light and warmth. But us as we are, if we get too close to him, we get burned up. We become a bit like zombies. We can't defeat death. So I wonder if you have times when you feel like running away from God, falling asleep, being a bit spaced out, can actually be a form of running away from who God is. Do we all have times when we run away from the power of God? But did you notice that the women, now they were there, they felt the earthquake. They saw the angel who looked like lightning, but they weren't like this, were they? Have you ever wondered why? I think the angel gives us a clue. So if you turn on to the final slide, that's great, Tracy. The angel says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said." Do not be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid anymore. You don't have to hide from God, from the all-powerful God. You are completely loved, cherished, accepted in Jesus. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. There is nothing to fear when we look for Jesus. A famous psalm says, "Even though I walk in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." There's bad in the world, isn't there? There's evil. There's bad in me. There's evil in me. We all know that, but when we look for Jesus, there is nothing to fear. He loves you, he loves me, he forgives you, he forgives me. He was crucified for you. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen. He's not just an ordinary man who died for you. Sometimes men and women will die for each other, won't they? The story of the 12 Malaysian football players, the boys who were stuck in the cave. There was a rescuer who went into the cave to get them, to find them, and then he died. It's rare, but it's not. It happens, doesn't it, that someone dies to rescue someone else. But Jesus is risen. He has beaten death. He has the power to take us to that eternal, holy, powerful, loving God. You could give both your kidneys to help somebody live. You could give your heart, your beating heart, to help somebody live. But eventually that person will die. But when Jesus gives life, he gives it forever. All you have to do is look for him. Look for him for the first time. Look for him for a thousandth time. Keep on looking for him again and again. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Everything he said about himself is true because he is risen. Today makes everything that Jesus said about himself true. Now you can read it for yourselves in the Bible, particularly in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read what he said about himself. Then the angel, who very nonchalantly has been sitting on the stone, looking a bit like lightning, says to the women, come and see, come and see. The angels invite the women to come and see that Jesus is risen for themselves. I love that. It's like heavenly encouragement to investigate, to find out, to use our minds and our reason. Come and see where, the place where he lay. So I would encourage you to investigate if you don't know Jesus. Investigate who he is. If you live in Exeter, you can come on the 4th of June to our next Discovering Spirituality course. If you don't live in Exeter, find somewhere to investigate who Jesus is. You could read a book. This is one called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. It's down there. If you want to take it, you can. We have heavenly permission, angelic permission, to actually look at the evidence and find out who Jesus is. Now, we haven't even got to the best bit of the story. How are you doing? You can get up if you want to. You're all right, actually. Yeah. Very good. Don't you think the guards were missing out, weren't they? All this good news. Well, I'd like to think that when the guards, they got up, they went and told their bosses, Jesus is gone, and then the chief priest came up with a plan to tell everyone that the disciples had stolen his body. I like to think after that happened, they actually, maybe they saw the risen Jesus. Maybe they looked for him for themselves. That's what I hope for you guys here. Right, the last, best bit of the story. So the women turn away. They've had this amazing experience, and they're going to tell the disciples that Jesus has risen. And then they see someone. And they see that it's Jesus. And he says to them, greetings. And it's greetings isn't the best word. It's more like hail, or like we would say, hey there. Hey there, Mary. Hey there, Mary. And they see him. They were looking for Jesus, but he was waiting for them. These are ordinary women. They don't have any social standing in that time, in the first century in Palestine, but Jesus appeared to them. He wanted them to see that he has beaten death. When we look for Jesus, he's waiting for us. We don't have to find him, he finds us. So whether it's for the first time or whether it's for a millionth time, don't be like these guards. Look for Jesus, and he is waiting for you.